Malka?
Hi, she hasn't come on yet.
Hello, okay.
He had trouble getting on this morning. So might be having trouble again.
Well, I had trouble when I tried to call this morning, two or three times it was busy. And I just kind of let it be for a bit and then tried again, and I was connected. So.
Well, it took him almost 15 minutes to get on. And his phone was dead when Brandy tried to call him, and it didn't even ring. So.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Are we on verse 19 or 18? Does anybody want to answer?
I'm not sure.
I guess I didn't understand the question. I didn't know you asked a question.
Are we on verse 18 or 19? 18 or 19.
Okay. We're on 19.
We're on verse 19 on Parsha Lech Lecha. And I'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kutshabrechu Ishkin Zebit Hilu Urshimu Hilu Hilu Urshimu Leakta L'shem Yodhe Bavalche The Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kor Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah לעסוק תורה מצווה. והיינו המדוני אלוהינו עלינו מעשה ידינו כנונה אלינו מעשה ידינו כנונהו. כך עצי מילה ילילה להיתר עד יתר לטעת בקדמית עמד תשרי ההיו Dilela veraza, demila nehora, uchmala it ahed, bin hore, pivagra adihi, itarit, biki kad meta, kewan dihi, itarit, Bekad meita, miyad mechora, avra shir yayo, Allah. Come and see. Nothing is aroused above before it is first aroused below. So that what is aroused above rests upon it. The secret is that the black flame of the candle, which is the secret of the nukvah, does not hold on to the white flame of the candle, which is the secret of Zeranpin, before it is aroused. As soon as it is aroused first, the white flame immediately rests upon it. This is so because the lower one has to be aroused first. My written commentary. This is saying the same thing as my comment to Pasuk 19. Explained. This metaphor of the black flame being the support for the white flame is helpful to understand what is said in my comment to Pasuk 19, in my opinion. Questions, comments, thoughts.
I think it's a great metaphor.
It is.
Sounds like phase one and phase two.
Well, we had a lengthy discussion yesterday about cause and effect and about female waters and male waters. And this is just confirming that discussion. You want me to do a quick rerun, Malka, because I know you weren't there yesterday.
Yes, sir, please, if you don't mind.
All cause is spiritual. But the cause being spiritual is concealed. It activates, it motivates the female waters, the actions in the physical world by a human being, which is defined as female waters. It gives that thought to that person. When that person acts, then the spiritual cause becomes revealed and rests upon the person or the action that's being done, depending on the discussion. So we think that we are the cause, but we're not. The cause is always spiritual, and the thought that we got to do something and then we went and did it, that thought is the initial cause that came out of the spiritual level. Once we did the action, then the spiritual cause becomes revealed, and it rests upon the human being who's doing the action. The metaphor of the candle is, if you look at a candle, there are three or four different parts of the flame. You have the yellow flame, the white flame, the black flame, and the wick. The action of lighting the candle, where did that thought come from? It came from the spiritual level of the candle that wants to be lit. When you go ahead and light it, immediately the white light rests on the black flame that was the potential of the candle being lit. So is it clear? Clear as mud? Is it a window?
No, it's, I understand that.
Okay. That's all that the last two pasuks were taking, were telling us.
Okay.
Pasuk 18 and 19. So we'll go on to pasuk 20. Uyad kiti velokim al demi lach al techerash veal tishkot el begin delayit pasak nechorachi vavra meal madli al min vekain reha mizkirim Et Hashem al dami lachem begin liatara Tata bame tishrei taruta Dilela wakein kevan itar barnash itaruta Fekid meita Kidane itar, itaruta, dilela tahate, kewan dikti, vietu leitam, meur tazim wigomer, miad beomer, Hashem, el avram wigomer. Therefore it is written, do not keep silent, Elohim. Do not hold your peace and be still, El, so that the white flame will never cease to exist in the world, because Elohim is the secret of the Nukva, which is the secret of the black flame. So it does not hold its peace and be still, and if it never ceases to be awakened from below, then the white flame, which is the secret of Zeranpin, shall always rest upon it from above. You who make mention of Hashem take no rest, so that there will always be awakening from below, on which that from above should come and rest upon it. Therefore, when a person first arouses the awakening from below, the awakening from above is aroused. Come and see. It is written, and they went out with them from Ur of the Chaldeans. Immediately Hashem said to Avram, this means that he received help from above. The reason is that the light needs something crude from below to cling on to, and this crude object or action is entirely in the hands of the lower world. My commentary. This is so the illusion in the physical world can look like a cause. An example is the baseball that breaks the window. The actual spiritual cause is that the window is told to break. The baseball being thrown at the window is not an illusion, so people think they know the cause of the breaking, when in reality it serves a purpose of maintaining the illusion. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I was thinking, I think you said that the fires in California was an illusion. And we, I don't know, I think maybe it was even today, before you came on, I said I found that I wasn't being ugly or negative about it. It's just I couldn't see it as an illusion with all the damage that was done. But it looks like the example, the discussion you just gave, can very well apply. I think I can see why it's an illusion there. The destruction of the homes and everything makes us think that the fire caused it, when in reality it is an illusion. And I don't know if I said it right, but do you see the comparison between the fires in California and this verse? Especially with your comments.
Yes.
Okay, so that makes seeing something in the physical, and you think it's not an illusion, but it is an illusion. Because what you're seeing...
if you put out the fire on the physical level, does it mean the fire will not come back?
No, it could come back because you tended to the physical and didn't tend to the spiritual cause.
Correct.
Okay.
What is the spiritual cause of the fire?
Well, when I asked that question, the thought that came in my mind was the Tzaddikim had left California.
That is an explanation that works well. But let's be more specific. The physical cause of the fire is the homes that become destroyed need to be destroyed so that the people who live there have this form of cleansing. It's their tikkun that they need to have this cleansing, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, in the physical, even a forest, when it burns, it comes back better after.
Exactly.
you know, so.
It's the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the male waters, and then what's the female waters with respect to the burning of the forest? Somebody had a thought to start a fire in one case. In another case, a lightning strike took place. In a third case, a car backfired and that spark started the fire. Those are all physical causes, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So what is the spiritual cause? The spiritual cause is the people needed to experience a specific form of cleansing. And that specific form of cleansing relates mida keneged mida, measure for measure. So where is the female waters? The thought that the cleansing needs to take place, that's the spiritual cause in potential. What is the female waters action? In the one case, it's the car backfiring. In another, it's the lightning bolt. In another, it's a human being who starts the fire. And as soon as that fire is lit, the revelation of the destruction takes place. The revelation of the male waters takes place. It rests on the fires itself, on the forest fire, all 700,000 acres or whatever it is. Is it clear?
When you explain it, yes. And I think I'm a little bit closer to understanding when something is an illusion. You know, sometimes you want to tell people that, you know, that, oh, it's just an illusion. But they have no idea what you're talking about. And I didn't think I could ever explain it. But I'm kind of getting the understanding between seeing this verse and thinking about the fires in California and other destruction in different areas. You know,
exactly.
I mean, it doesn't matter where you go. There's something about that area that comes up, whether it's hurricanes, whether it's Saharan dust, whether it's fires, whether it's tornadoes. You know. And now to be able to say, oh, well, that's an illusion. And now what is the spiritual cause? Which I think we do that, but we just didn't. I don't think I put it in words and understanding what an illusion means. It's not the same definition as we think of an illusion. At least not my definition of an illusion. So anyway, it's getting closer to understand.
How would you define an illusion?
Something that's not real. But see, I'm looking at the physical. You know, my first thought is, well, look at all this. No.
Let's take that definition. So, by definition, real must be spiritual. Why? Because real does not change. Hashem does not change. Anything that changes is an illusion. The soul doesn't change. Now, there are character traits placed upon the soul in order to fit into the body. But the definition of illusion is It changes.
That's a good definition, too.
If someone gets married and 20 years later, chas v'shalom, they get divorced, was the marriage real? There was a change, therefore it's not real.
Yeah, okay.
Now, what do the therapists say to the people getting divorced? Well, you must have had good times earlier in the marriage. So don't look at your anger now. But they're not dealing with the cause. What's the cause of the divorce? It's not the adultery that he did or she did. The cause of the divorce is the tikkun was over. Or the cause of the divorce was putting another layer of illusion on the two people. It's a very different way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And that different way of thinking is how you become a Kabbalist. We are out of time, but I think it's a very clear, it's a good subject to contemplate. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes.
Malka, you wanted to say something, and then you let Hannah speak. So you have something to say now?
No, sir. That's a great discussion. Thank you.
Thank you. You're the ones who pull this out of me. You know that.
Okay. That's what women do.
That is what women do. No question.
Well, not only that, we ponder what we've said or heard from you, from the class before during the day. And so that pondering pulls more questions too, so, and understanding. And I think for myself, a lot of these concepts they're there in word, but they haven't yet come to really understanding. On the verge of it.
It's a process. Yeah. We can say to people, oh, that's an illusion. The world is an illusion. The cause is always spiritual. But what does it mean in your life today? And that's what you have to find a way to utilize those concepts.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's been easy to think about, what's the spiritual cause? I think that comes easy. But relating it to illusion was what I was having difficulty doing. And your definition of if it changes, it's an illusion, that's really a big help.
Because there is only one reality. Go ahead, Brandy.
I have a quick question.
Let me say this first. There's only one reality, and that reality is Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
That reality is the endless world. maybe it comes down to Adam Kadmon. Maybe it comes down to Atzilut. But the world of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya will change. So they're not considered an illusion. I mean, they're not considered reality. Whether Atzilut is reality, more than likely in this 7,000-year cycle, they are. But in the next 7,000-year cycle, or the next one after that, Atzilut will be an illusion as well. Because it's a step-by-step process. And it's relative to what goes on. Go ahead, Brandy.
So, my thought, are we all an illusion? Because since we've started Kabbalah, I know we've all changed.
Correct.
So, who are we the illusion to?
To your higher self.
And who is my higher self?
It's that spiritual level that's living in the world of Yetzirah, or the world of Bria, or the world of Atzilut, or the world of Adam Kadmon, or the world of Ein Sof. Where do your thoughts come from?
Two places.
I didn't hear exactly what you said, Lena.
Well, I think you said before in two ways, either from Hashem or from the Satan.
Correct. But what's the definition of reality? It doesn't change. Do your thoughts change?
Yes.
So, is your thought reality or illusion?
Illusion.
Now, take the logic to its nth level. If my thought is an illusion, then anything I do from the thought is an illusion. So does it matter whether you accept the thought and do an action, or you don't accept the thought, or you accept the thought and decide not to do the action? Does that matter in the long run scheme of the process of growth?
No.
You're going to return to the endless world. Whether you do the action or you don't do the action that comes from that thought, you're going to return to the endless world. The actions are illusion. So whatever you do doesn't really matter. And if that doesn't bring you to a state of serenity, in a state without an ego, which connects you to Hashem, I don't know what does. And I will leave you all with that. You have a good evening.
Thank you, Hanno.
Thank you.